You're listening to a Lanch Day Radio Network Best of Series on HR Voices Series XM Channel 141, hosted by yours truly, James Lewis, a.k.a. the Paragon of Broadcasting Excellence, a.k.a. the Heisenberg of Sirius XM Radio, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street.
You said a lot of interesting things here, right?
Let's get it.
You said a lot of interesting things here, right? So one of the problems that I find,
right,
as someone who is a contributor to the culture, is nothing that happened was documented.
Right.
And because it wasn't documented, and because guys have been making rules up for the last 51 years, there is a complete disconnection from even my generation to my kids' generation. Now, you're probably like 10 years older than me, and our belief system is very similar.
Right.
Maybe even someone that's 10 years younger than me, it's close. But after that, it's gone. And it's almost because they just been making up rules. So it's just like, oh, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. There's been no structure. So what do you think is the number one reason why the culture has been taken away from the people that created it?
The reason why, and I'm going to speak for me, the reason why I think a lot of artists are not educated. They don't read.
Talk about it.
They miss it. It goes over their head. They sign up for all these things wanting to be this, but it's really this. This is when you do your contract. I come from Elektra Records, 8-album contract. I had a beautiful manager named Chris Lighty. Bust a shot for me. R.I.P. Chris Lighty. Who
lived in my neighborhood, by the way.
Who went in and did my contract for me, and he explained to me, because a lot of managers who call themselves managers, they don't explain it to the artist. They tell you about your advance. I don't want to know about the advance. I want to know what deal am I signing, because, again, freedom is key. If something happened at the label, Chris, can I get out? Well, if they don't do this X, Y, and Z ramp, you walk with your masters and you walk with that budget for the album, and you can put it out somewhere else. A lot of these dudes are caught in a 360, like those waves. They're not coming back. My deal, you had to read. So a lot of artists don't read what they're getting into. They want to be a rapper. They want to be a hip-hop artist. They don't even know the difference between a hip-hop artist and a rapper.
They miss that.
They can't separate it. They just know they can spit. It's not about spitting. It's about knowing who you are and knowing what you're reading and knowing what you're getting into. Are you getting in it for money? Or are you getting into it because you love it? I come from the blocks of East Flatbush, Special Ed, Chub Rock, Brother J. Busta Rhymes in my neighborhood, and we were slinging demos. I keep saying demos because you got popular when you had a TDK tape or you was listening to Busy B versus Kumo D. You was watching Graffiti Rock. This culture missed all of that, but that played a big part.
When you say this culture, do you mean the current?
Yeah, the current culture, right now.
Yeah, I believe that.
The current culture right now, half of them don't even know who a Rampage is, and I got classic records, classic singles. I need a gunshot for this. Never had a whack verse. Never. Never. Am I lying?
Not lying.
Okay.
Truth be told.
So again, getting back to what you said, make a long story short. Why would you enter a game that you don't know nothing about?
Talk about it.
Now, my favorite MCs who's been here before, what disgusts me is you come from an era of great music that I can play 20 million times over and over and over. It will never play out. But when I see you tap dancing to trap music, and that's not you, I have a problem with that. Then you want to know why you ain't selling no units. Better yet, streams. I come from units. It's a difference between streams and units. Then I was watching the other day, some artist was mad because they paid $30 million just for a push button. My dude, you don't have no career. What career do you have? You got a following, right? But them following, soon somebody come out and do the same type of music you're doing, they move on. How many artists that's never coming back in our time that you don't remember? They have a popular record.
Every day.
But they keep popping because they're the first ones to do it. But in my era, we constantly made classics. Scenario's a classic. Wild for the Night is a classic. Busta Wuhar's classic. What happened to that? What are you doing, bro?
Times have changed, Tone.
No, it's but there's a couple of kids from our era which they understand the rules to our era. How do we change it? Now, how I'm going to change it, because I'm going to keep feeding them and feeding them high-quality music. I'm not going to 20% everybody in the game. A lot of my favorite artists is giving you 10% right now. They can't even get a show right now because they're trash. But if they turn on them classics, everybody's calling. But see, it goes back to everybody is afraid to be themselves.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being what you was when you first came in? I can go to Chili right now. I got an offer for Chili right now. This is maybe my third time in Chili.
Yeah, it's third time.
10,000 I packed by myself. This is Rampage. I ain't talking about no other artists from the era. Onyx can go over there and do the same thing.
Yeah, shout out my brother Frederick right. Starr.
They know what it is, and they overseas, and everybody's hustling. They treat us good overseas, but they still buying vinyl, tapes, logos, shirts. Fell said to me, they want to feel like they want to hold something.
Tangible.
When I see your tangible, shirt, yeah. when I see your shirt, it just brings me back to 89 when I was on the road with Tribe and Leaders and Brand Nubians. I want to go to that. I want to be a part of that. That inspires me. All of them dudes that's not inspiring right now, that's trying to catch up with this wave of the music, trash. Bust me some shots. Let me know if I'm lying or anything.
Now you're spitting straight facts.
It hurts me. Yo, Ramp, can you do a verse on this record? I'm saying we doing some 90s flow. We 89 and 90s. And they send me a trap record. And the bass line is... And I'm sitting there saying... Nothing. I don't send the verse back. Because...
Yo, cut this clip.
No, man. Don't cut. Why?
I'm not saying cut. I'm telling you, I need the video.
Listen.
I need the video.
Bro. Five artists. Major.
The seriousness. I wish you could see this.
Ask me to do a verse on their record, and all of them records was trap. My motto is no mumble rap, bro. I can't do it because them kids overseas that mess with Rampage, Boy Scout, they will throw things at me when I get over there because they wouldn't understand. They don't speak no language, but they understand. Beware the Ramsack. Mm. My dude, I can go over there and live. Pick up the job. J-Vu, the damager.
Yeah, he's out. He's at Germany. I think he's in Germany, right?
Berlin somewhere.
Yeah, he's in Germany.
He's over there. We over here complaining about trap music and the culture and who's the top 10. My dude, I'm overseas in Chile. I'm packing them out for real. No games. You don't have to see me. I don't have to be in the light. But I'm on Punch Academy, dude, because I got them balls.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Couple cats down in DC doing their thing, out of town doing their thing, but
I'm not snitching on nobody in Harlem, because when I come home, I'm still going to be the king.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must, that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this. You're at a farm. The produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help Feeding Children Everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Some of us dream in color. Others in black and white. In some dreams, we're an observer. In others, we're the star. Dreams come in many forms. Find yours during Mercedes-Benz Dream Days with exceptional offers on the CLE Coupe and E-Class Sedan. Now through July 31st.
For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers, for the optimists, pessimists, exhibitionists, for long-distance love, for the farsighted, nearsighted, for introverts and extroverts, for the thinkers and the doers, for old friends. Coca-Cola, for everyone.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Ka'Chava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to ka'chava.com and use code NEWS. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.